When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 1st edition. Yep, we are in September, everybody. We got a 14-game slate to get it cracking for you. Hope you guys enjoyed all four games total on Thursday and the 11-game college football slate, which has been a banger, as one would expect. We got a four-day straight of college football, which is glorious. My third favorite DFS sport after baseball and golf. I love DFS college football, so it's been an absolute blast. Let's get you going here. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK. 14 games for you on Friday. Let's talk some totals. We got some really good pitching on this slate. It's going to be a lot of fun here. You got Marlins Nationals total 8.5, Rays Guardians 7.5, Mariners Mets 8, Twins Rangers 8.5, Phillies Brewers 7.5, Yankees Astros 8.5, Red Sox Royals 9.5, Tigers White Sox 8.5, Pirates Cardinals 8.5, Jays Rockies Coors Field Special 12, Flexen versus Ryu, Angels A's 8, Orioles D-backs 9.5, Braves Dodgers 8.5. There's some really good pitching, but we also have places we can target bats. We'll get to those in a minute. Let's talk pitching. You got four guys over $10,000. You have nine pitchers over $9,000 on this slate. It's been a while. It's been a while, folks, and most of these are pretty good pitchers, like Tyler Glasnow, 11-2 at Cleveland. Glasnow's been just filthy of late. He's had one rough start over like his last six or seven. I wrote him up for the Daily Matchups article on Baseball HQ that comes out on Friday. He's made 15 starts since coming off the IL with Tommy John surgery. 13 of the 15 starts, Glasnow has allowed three runs or less. He has a 24% K-to-walk rate, which is what we love to see. Super effective. The only bugaboo is the 11-2 price tag. And Cleveland, 21% K rate, 248 average, 145 ISO. If you want to use Glasnow, I don't have a problem with it. I think there's better spots on this slate for a little cheaper, but Glasnow is fine. Like, honestly, I'd save $200, give me Max Scherzer at 11,000 at home against the Minnesota Twins. He's made five starts since joining the Texas Rangers. He's got at least six innings of 4 out of 5, 3 runs or less in all five, and he has gotten you 6 or more Ks in all five, 10 or more in 2 of his last 3. So he's put up 24 or more points in 4 of 5 starts since joining the Texas Rangers. And now he faces a Twins team that over the last month, 28.2% K rate versus righties with a 241 average and a 184 ISO. So I love Max Scherzer if you're paying up at 11,000. Now, if you want a super contrarian tournament play, Freddie freaking Peralta, 10-3 at home against Philadelphia. Super contrarian for many reasons, the price tag. Philly's offense is nuclear hot. We'll get to that in a minute. But Freddie Peralta, sneaky, insanely good of late. Over his last five starts, 5 innings or more, 3 runs or less, he has 9-11, 6-13-7. Those are his Ks over the last four. He's gotten you 20 or more points in 6 straight starts. He has 59 strikeouts and 37 innings over his last 6 starts. Dude has been ridiculous. 36% K to walk over that stretch with a sub 2 ERA over his last 6 starts. Amazing. Everything right there says 10-3, sign me up for Freddie Peralta. But the Philadelphia Phillies, and this is where it gets dicey. 19.3% K rate versus righties over the last month, 283 batting average, and something I don't know if I've said on this show the entire year when doing team splits, a 263 ISO versus right-handed pitching over the last month. They have a 141 WRC+. The Phillies are crushing baseballs versus righties and lefties, but they're destroying right-handed pitching. Freddie Peralta is not your average right-handed pitcher. That's what makes Freddie Peralta a super contrarian tournament play. Like, he's going to come in super low owned, 14 games late, 28 starting pitchers to pick from. You got Scherzer at $11,000. People even like Wheeler for $300 more. We got some guys right below us. Peralta's going to come in basically low owned because of the Phillies' success of late. So if you want to be super contrarian, you go Peralta. If you want a safer guy with really good upside as well, Scherzer at 11,000 is totally fine. But I wanted to break those two down for you. Now, when you go below 10K, Verlander at 98 is fine. He's facing a Yankees team that is just still dreadful. 28% carry versus righties, hitting 194 over the last month. But the thing with Verlander, he's going five, sometimes six innings. He's not going deep into games. He's made it 11 innings in his last two starts. No runs, though. 16 strikeouts, which has been outstanding. If he can do that, great play. If he struggles at all, it's going to be a problem. So keep that in mind with Verlander. That's why I'd probably take Peralta over Verlander for the ceiling that he brings to play. Going below that now, if J-Rod is not in the Mariners lineup and he's still day-to-day, Kodai Senga at 96 is very interesting for Seattle. I'm on board with that. Another super, super duper contrarian play, probably even crazier than Peralta, is Eduardo Rodriguez at the Chicago White Sox. E-Rod's $9,400 going up against just a dreadful White Sox team. Weirdly enough, though, usually better versus lefties than righties because you got Andrew Vaughn who likes lefties and whatnot. But still, over the last month, the White Sox, 29% strikeout rate versus lefties, 248 average, 160 ISO. So if E-Rod can just not walk dudes at $9,400, he could put up 25-plus points at, like, next to no ownership. Him and Peralta are your very, very contrarian plays and paying up. A lot of people are going to want Glass now. Everyone's going to want Scherzer. People will probably want Verlander. Peralta and E-Rod in the 9K and above range will go super overlooked on this slate. And that's it. So if you're doing, like, single entry, three max, you probably don't need to get that cute. Unless you want to just go for the gusto. Totally cool with that, too. If you're doing multi-entry, 20 max or more, these kind of guys could be your differentiators. They're boom or bust. It can get ugly, and your night's over quick. At the same time, you can go for the glory. And on a 14-game slate, you sometimes need to go for that glory. That's the difference when it comes to pitching and hitting in general. But pitching, this allows you to get all the hitting you want. So E-Rod, Peralta, your very contrarian plays up top. Now we go a little cheaper. Below $9,000, you know, Joe Ryan coming off the IL made his one start over the weekend. It was at Texas, five innings, one run, seven Ks, looked outstanding. That was at home in Minnesota versus Texas. Now he goes to Texas on Friday. If you want to at 86, I'm cool with it. I'll probably still pass. I think I'll go Michael Wacha at $8,300 versus the Giants. Not a heavy ceiling, but he's going to give you five innings. Hopefully limits it out. He gave it four runs in his last outing, but prior to that, one run or less. He's getting you five Ks or more. It's a Giants team that strikes out a ton versus Ryan to pitching. So Wacha at 83 is not bad. I love Mitch Keller at 8,000. He kind of enters that tournament realm. Like, I think he's a better play than Peralta and like a better floor than Peralta and Rodriguez. But people still have that Mitch Keller stigma in their head. Like at the beginning of the season, everybody wanted to use him. Now they're like, oh no, it's Mitch Keller. He was so bad. He hasn't been that bad over the last month or so. If you look at his last few starts, he's gone three straight starts with at least six innings. Yeah, he's in his last four starts, it's five or more, three runs or less in four straight starts. Over his last three starts, 6, 12, and 7 strikeouts. So the strikeouts have been there. So he's gotten you over 20 points. In his last two starts, he's gotten you over 30 points. Keller's been very, very effective of late. And now he goes up against a St. Louis Cardinals team that has just been a scuffling mess. Like, they show up every once in a while, and they just haven't had the total package. Over the last month, 22% K rate versus righties, 250 average, 178 ISO. So a guy like Mitch Keller at 8K, I like a lot as well to be contrarian on this slate. And he doesn't cost you a fortune, which is very, very nice. Now, when you go below that, like Patrick Sandoval versus Oakland at 72 will have some appeal. I'm not going to deny that. Not in love with it, but I'm not going to deny it. I'd almost rather go J.P. Sears at $6,500 versus whatever shell of an Angels team we have. And Sears has not been good. He had that run where he was really good. We were loving the value. It was great. But this Angels team now is like gone. Renfro's gone. Grichik's still there. So that's one thing. Otani's got 1.5 arms, but still better than most. And over the last month, the Angels 27% K rate versus left-handed pitching, hitting 231 with the 115 ISO. So I think J.P. Sears at $6,500 could be a punt play for you that I could wrap my head around. Other than that, it's probably Cole Irvin at $5,200 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, 10, 11, 21 in his last three starts. He's given you at least five innings in three straight, four runs, one run, zero runs. It's just the strikeouts, five or more and two out of three. Then get you the five or six innings, about a K an inning, you're good to go. And he faces a Diamondbacks team that over the last month, 17.4% K rate, 227 average, 136 ISO. So if you want an Uber punt, Irvin's your dude at 52. but I'd probably stick with JP Sears. I don't love the punts on this slate. It's pitching is nice. There'll be plenty of cheap bats on a 14-game slate. So you got that going for you. So recapping your bats. If you want to go glass now, you can, or your pitching. If you want to go glass now, you can. But give me Scherzer at 11,000. Very contrarian plays. Peralta at 10-3. Verlander's okay at 98. Just know he doesn't go deep. Erod at 94. Very nice contrarian play as well. I totally skipped it. Your best play on the slate? My bad. Yuri Perez, $8,800. He's the cover boy for my Baseball HQ article. How did I screw that up? I don't know. $8,800 for Yuri Perez. He's a beast. Washington doesn't strike out a ton. We know this, but they also don't hit very well. So Yuri Perez, 88, is outstanding. That's your top play pitching-wise. But then you can go Walk at 83. I love Keller at 8,000. I could see a world where I go Yuri at 88 and Keller at 8,000 so I don't break the bank on pitching. But I don't have to dip into the deep, deep waters of the cheap stuff and still get plenty of bats. If you want to go cheap, though, it's Sears. It's Cole Irvin. So, again, Glasnow's fine, but I prefer Scherzer. Peralta, super contrarian. Erod, nice and contrarian. Yuri Perez is the man. Waka's not a nice floor. Keller's really solid. And then your value plays. That's how I look at pitching. It's a 14-game slate. Lineups might change things. We'll see. But let's have some fun with that.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk some hitting on this 14-game Friday slate. Catcher's position for you here. You got Adley Rutschman versus Zach Davies at 54. That's pretty solid. If you didn't see the fit the Orioles were rolling with, the, like, you know, Farmer John look they got on the plane with the head to Arizona, you got to love it. But Rutschman at 54 is just fine. Don't mind Sean Murphy versus Julio Urias at 51 as well. But I prefer Rutschman out of the two. Going down to the low fours and into the threes, you got Yainer Diaz at 42 versus Rodon. Big fan of that one because Rodon's just, he's dusty. You got Elias Diaz and Coors versus Ryu at 42 is not bad either, but give me Yainer Diaz all day in that matchup. Danny Jansen at 41 and Coors versus Chris Flexen is outstanding. Toronto, obviously going to be a great play this weekend. I'll say it now. They face lefties on Saturday and Sunday. Play Davis Schneider over the weekend, please. But Danny Jansen at $4,100 is very, very nice. Going below 4K, you got the likes of... If Alejandro Kirk's in the Toronto lineup, he's $3,500 in Coors versus Flexen. That is very nice as well. Patrick Bailey versus Waka. If you're not using Waka, Bailey at 33 is not too shabby. Logan Ohapi versus Sears at 32 I like as well. Ohapi getting healthy. Still not the Ohapi he was before the shoulder injury, but still pretty solid at $3,200 versus JP Sears. Going down into the twos now. Shea Langeliers at 29 versus Patrick Sandoval is a great value if you really want to punt catching. Langeliers' power has been showing up of late. Still GPP-wise because he's very inconsistent, but when he goes off, he goes off. and get Sandoval, who you can go off on. So $2,900 for Langoliers is not bad at all. Other than that, like Connor Wong is $2,600 versus Jordan Lyles. I like that as a punt play. Oh man, here's your punt play. If you're not using Cole Irvin, Gabriel Moreno is $2,600. I've talked to you guys all week about how well he's been hitting. Even on other shows, I've been talking about how well Gabriel Moreno has been hitting. He's $2,600 versus Cole Irvin. That's a phenomenal punt at this position and allows you to get pitching and more bats very, very easily. First base, you got Shohei at 67 if you'd like. Matt Olson versus Urias at 63. Freeman at 64 versus Freed. Those are fine, but I'll probably save a few dollars here. If you are fading Peralta, Bryce Harper is nuclear hot. He's $6,200. He just 300th home run of the season on Wednesday. So you can go there. Or like I said, we'll save some cash, drop it into the 4K range. Torkelson, he went deep again on Wednesday. He's $4,900 versus Tuki Toussaint. That's a great spot for Torque. Christian Walker versus Irvin at 47 is very, very nice as well. Big-time power versus lefties and righties. Tristan Casas at $4,300 versus Jordan Lyles. I like that quite a bit. That's a really good price tag versus Jordan Lyles in Kansas City. Going down below 4K now, you got Josh Bell versus Jake Irvin. Bell has been a very nice, like, one-off contrarian tournament play for me from time to time, especially in a good matchup like this versus Irvin. So Josh Bell at 37 is a guy to maybe keep in the back of your mind when you're building lineups on Friday. Farther down, though, Andrew Vaughn. Again, if you're not using Eduardo Rodriguez, Vaughn's only $3,100. And we know Vaughn loves his lefties. Vaughn put up a 25 spot on Wednesday. It's 25, 8, 0, 10 over his last three. He's got two hits in each of his last four games, so six total hits. At $3,100, not a bad value going up against Eduardo Rodriguez. Below 3K, though, you got Alex Kirilloff might be coming back this weekend. I don't want him versus Scherzer, but he was hitting cleanup, I believe, on Thursday night in a rehab game. So Kirilloff is very close to coming back, so keep him in mind if you see him over the weekend. I mentioned Batten the other day for San Diego. He's first base, third base eligible. He's $2,600 versus Tristan Beck and the Giants bullpen. Beck is good, but he's not meant for long in that game. It might be Sean Manaea that comes in after him. Who knows? But Batten at 26 is a value at first base and third base if you need it. Second base, and there's a ton of prospects that are getting called up, so see where they're at in lineups. That could change things there as well. I should have a cheat sheet out on Friday, barring something crazy happening, so keep that in mind. Second base, you got Mookie Betts at 68. He's always relevant, but Jose Altuve at 62 is very, very hot. Facing Rodon, I'll take the $600 savings in that matchup. Ozzy Albies versus a lefty is always nice at 55. Zach Geloff's 53 versus Sandoval. That's a very nice tournament play because people are starting to not pay the price for Geloff. So you got that going for you. Ketel Marte versus Cole Irvin at 5K is outstanding. Davis Schneider and Coors at 48. I love that play. He's too cheap at $4,800 and in the middle of that Toronto order. And now they go in to Coors Field. Really good spot for him. Going down to the mid fours and into the threes, you got the likes of Luis Rengifo, who's really on fire. I think he's got an 8-game hitting streak now. He's $3,900 versus JP Sears. So Rengifo would be one to keep in mind. This is why I like this slate. It's a 14-game slate. So you have a handful of pitching and you have a handful of hitting, but usually on a 14, you've got a ton of hitters to play with. And it's still kind of like notched into a like at least respectable. You're not like naming every player at every position. So that's pretty nice as well. Not a ton of value initially at second base, but that'll probably change like it does every day. Third base, Austin Riley at 58 versus Urias is always a tournament viable play. Rafael Devers at 56 versus Jordan Lyles if you're stacking Boston. I don't really like Devers as a one-off. I'd rather have Alex Bregman at $5,500 as a one-off if I could. But yeah, Bregman at 55 versus Rodon is fine. Gunnar Henderson versus Zach Davies at 55 is outstanding. Gunnar Henderson is third base shortstop eligible, so that is very nice as well. Going down farther here into the 4K range, you have Ryan McMahon and Coors. It's a lefty-lefty at 49. Eugenio Suarez is on fire, but I respect Kode Singa, so keep that in mind. Going down to the low fours now, man, I like the Twins. Just don't like targeting Scherzer. Brian Hayes had Wednesday off. If he's back in the lineup, he's 44 versus Dakota Hudson. That's a good price tag. I like that a lot. Jake Berger hit another home run on Thursday. He's 41 versus Jake Irvin. Don't sleep on some of these Marlins bats. Like I hate going all in on Marlins, especially on a 14-game slate. But you can do like a two, max three-man stack or even like one-off value plays. I mentioned Josh Bell. You got Jake Berger. You have a couple other guys. Definitely look for that home run value, which they bring to the table in their situations. Going down to the low threes now, not a ton initially here at third base. It's pretty top heavy. Like Brett Beatty got recalled. We're not playing him versus Gilbert. You got Batten down here. Like I said, he's first base, third base, going up against Beck. He's $2,600. So he'd be one of the values I'd be looking at. Bush, I believe, got recalled by the Dodgers. Double check that. There's been a lot of moving parts lately. He's 23 versus Freed. I might have been seeing things there. So just double check. He might not even be in a lineup. So who knows? Shortstop on this slate, Seager versus Joe Ryan at 66 is fine. Love Bobby Witt versus James Paxton at 61. If you can afford it, that is a very good pay-up spot. If not, Gunnar Henderson might be even a better play at 55. So both really good plays if you're paying up at shortstop. Going down a little cheaper, though, like J.P. Crawford's 45 versus Senga, if you want to go there. Jeremy Pena at 41, only if you're stacking Houston. Don't play him as a one-off. I'd rather a one-off with like Luis Rengifo at $3,900 versus J.P. Sears. That'd be more in the wheelhouse. Tampa Bay is a great play on Friday. I have not mentioned a lot of them, of course, but they're facing Cal Quantrill. So Tampa is going to be an amazing stack. Basabe is $3,400 if you need them. I just haven't mentioned a lot of Tampa Bay because they're super expensive, but that could also lead to even lower ownership, something to keep in mind when lineups come out. So don't sleep on them. Rafaela of Boston, he's outfield shortstop eligible. He's $3,000 versus Lyles. I like that a lot for value. He's got tons of speed, gets on them. They were hitting towards the top of the order the other day. So that could be a big boost to his $3,000 price tag. Other than that, though, again, there's like Drew Hamilton got sent back to AAA. Lofton got called up by Kansas City. He's $2,000. He could be a cheapie for you. Like Mauricio got called up. There's a ton of dudes that got called up. I really want to see lineups before I give out every prospect that got called up. But we'll give out some of them. Acuna, $6,900 in the outfield. Duh. Betts at 68 is totally fine. Yordan versus Rodon and Tucker versus Rodon. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty, 61 and 6K. If you're stacking Houston, you need at least one of them. I prefer Alvarez because he's got the bigger ceiling. Tucker, the better floor. That's how I look at those two. Corbin Carroll, lefty-lefty, I don't care at 58. That is fine. There's Randy Arozarena at 55. He had a big two-game series, like played really well. He played well last week. So Arozarena at 55 is a guy to definitely look into against Cal Quantrill, hopefully low-owned. Lou Bob versus Eduardo Rodriguez at 54 is another one. If you're not using E-Rod, those would be Lou Bob and Vaughn are a couple guys I like a lot in that situation. Lennon Sosa is another one I forgot to mention. If you're stacking against E-Rod, I just don't know if I want to stack against him, but you can. Jazz Chisholm, 3-run home run on Thursday night. He's $5,000 versus Jake Irvin. You got Cedric Mullins at $5,000 versus Davies. That's totally acceptable. I like Baltimore a lot of nights, especially in matchups like that. Davis Schneider, second base outfield, $4,800. You know my thoughts on him. He's a dog, D-A-W-G. Anthony Santander at 47, red, nuclear, hot. Keep playing Anthony Santander. I missed Adam Duvall as well, $4,900. Duvall and Santander have almost been staples in my lineup, at least one of them every night. They both have great matchups again. Duvall versus Lyles, Santander versus Davies. I prefer Santander out of the two, both solid. Kerry Carpenter at 46, probably goes overlooked at this price point on a 14-game slate. Great spot versus Tuki Toussaint. Detroit will be another spot to get a little bit of a kind of like the way I feel about Miami. Detroit with Torkelson at 49. You got Carpenter at 46. You got some pricier guys that could be sneaky, sneaky plays in tournaments with Detroit. Going down some more here in the outfield, you got the likes of Ester Ruiz at 41 versus Sandoval in tournaments. Gets on, steals a ton of bags. You can go that route. Luke Rayleigh has been super ice cold, but I do like Josh Lowe at $4,000 versus Quantrill. Lowe's been heating up. He was one of the risers in my risers and fallers column this week at Fantasy Pros. So Josh Lowe at $4,000 would be one to keep on your radar. Jack Sawinski, tournament, right-handed pitching, sure, $3,700. That does check the box. Like we talked about with Jack Sawinski, it's the perfect storm for good old Jack. A few other ones down here, guys, you get into the low threes. Ryan O'Hearn versus Davies at $3,500 if you're so inclined. Could be one for you. Hunter Renfro will not be in this game because he's in Cincinnati now. DK's always a little late to this information. Going down low threes and into the twos now. We got Rafael, like I mentioned, he's outfield shortstop for Boston. He's $3,000. Like that a lot. I think it's a really good value when there's not a ton of great value on the slate. DJ Stewart, mentioned him the other day, double donged. He's got Logan Gilbert, not as in love with it this game, but 2,900. It's not the worst. I'd rather have Willier Abreu, who's coming back for Boston off the paternity list. He's $2,800 versus Jordan Lyles. That's a really good spot for him. So you got Abreu at 28. You got Rafaela at $3,000. Two nice Boston values. I like both of those quite a bit. Going down even farther here in the 2K range, again, there'll be a ton. I'm probably not going to find them all at this point in time because 14 games will have oodles of them. But Colton Cowser got recalled by Baltimore. He's $2,200 versus Davies on this slate. Not a must play, but definitely if he's up high in the order, you're stacking Baltimore, $2,200 piece is very nice. That would be one to keep in mind. Other than that, Jason Dominguez is 2K versus Verlander. Not sure I want to target Verlander in his first game, but if you want to go YOLO at 2K, the Martian is up, so you can have some fun with that. Yeah, other than that, not a ton. Let me see the price of Austin Wells in this slate. The prospect for the Yankees catcher that got called up. He is not on the slate at catcher, so that's awesome. Good stuff, DK. You've only had like 48 hours to notify yourself of that one. When you're looking at the Mets, let's see if Mauricio is at least on this list. I'm trying to find you some of these guys. Yeah, Ronnie Mauricio at shortstop at 2K against Logan Gilbert. Again, not in love with targeting Logan Gilbert. That's the problem. So see where these guys are at in the lineup. If they're in proper spots that can make it better, I'll have them on the cheat sheet if I like them, and I'll let you know. Recapping your pitching, Glasnow at 11-2 is fine. Give me Scherzer 11,000 all day. Freddy Peralta, your nice tournament play at 10-3. Verlander's interesting at 98, just not a huge ceiling these days unless he's super efficient. Erod, great tournament play at 94. Yuri Perez is your best play at 8,800. Waka, nice floor at 83. I like Keller's upside at 8,000. If you have to punt, give me JP Sears at 65 or Cole Irvin at 52. I think at this point in time, if I'm making a single entry, I want to play Yuri Perez and Mitch Keller so I can afford more bats. Speaking of bats, I think Miami versus Jake Irvin has some nice upside to it. I think it's very intriguing on this slate. Tampa Bay versus Quantrill is going to be outstanding. There's no hiding that at all. If we go a little farther on this slate, Boston versus Jordan Lyles is awesome. KC versus Paxton is tempting, but I love Boston on the slate. One of my favorite stacks initially on this one. Deeper you go, Detroit and Chicago White Sox both have some serious upside to them. Detroit, especially with their price tag on some of their big dogs, will get them completely overlooked on the slate. Love Houston versus Rodon. I think that's a big one. Pittsburgh can be sneaky versus Hudson. You got Toronto and Colorado and Coors. Like Toronto a lot, of course. So that's good as well. Love Baltimore versus Lyles. That's one I'm a big fan of. So top stacks initially would be Baltimore, Houston, and Boston. But there's a lot of ways to sprinkle in some treats on this slate. It's a 14-game slate. Tons of ways to go. Chaos will ensue on a 14-game slate. There's no hiding that. So we'll see what happens. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric, and I'll be in the I'll be in the Discord throughout the day, and I'll have my cheat sheet out as well on Gaining the Edge Fantasy. So come check out all the goodies. If not, have a great weekend. Enjoy college football. Enjoy baseball. Enjoy it all. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to preview some more DFS action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 1st edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.